You're listening to Snapshots from M3 Studios, powered by Laterno University, the Christian Polytechnic University. Today's snapshot is Dr. Van Graham, Dean of the School of Business at Laterno. Take a listen.
Yeah, I think I was asked to talk a little bit about how I got to Laterno. I had been with a university in North Carolina for about 18 years, and Tyler, Texas is home for us, and so we had made a decision to come back to Tyler. Bought a home there, and then transitioned out of that university for a year, and then we're on our way back. And I contacted Laterno University at the time to think maybe I would teach an adjunct class for Laterno. I'd known about Laterno for many, many years and had a lot of respect for the school. In fact, my son-in-law finished his Bachelor of Business Management at Laterno in the LEAP program, which they had back at that time. And we had actually been on campus for his graduation. And so I thought, well, it might be fun to teach an adjunct class now and then. And so when I made the contact, I was informed that they had something else in the works that I might want to think about. And so the person I talked to asked me to email a resume, which I did. And then she said, well, I'm going to email you a position announcement that we have and want you to take a look at it. And it was for the Dean of the School of Business. And so I looked at that, and my wife and I talked about it and prayed about it, and got some wise counsel from friends of mine, and sent the application in. And over a period of time, the Lord then worked it out so that I would come here. And so it was on my way to retirement, but I didn't quite make it there. At my age, some people think I should retire, but here I am. So it's been exciting to be a part of the School of Business. I came at a time when the School of Business was undergoing some changes and renovations, and what Dr. Lunsford called actually a renaissance of the School of Business. And so I was charged to help maybe recreate us. He told me one time, think about what it would be if you just were starting over. What would it look like? And so I had a lot of help from committees and others, board of trustees, to try to envision what the School of Business ought to look like. And so with that support, we've started that process. And I'm excited about the progress so far. We've been able to add a couple of new faculty members this past year. They started this fall. And they've been a huge help to the School of Business. They have kind of increased our small faculty to maybe a critical mass where we can actually talk about things and get some things done. So we're trying to do that. One of the things that we've been able to do that I'm excited about, we've been able to start a first year business startup experience for all incoming business students. We talked about that for a while, but we were able to get it up and running. We were able to bring Dr. Kathleen Mays to organize that and structure it and do it. And so all incoming business students, even transfers, they have a 2-semester business startup experience where they learn what it's like to start up a business. They get in teams, they develop a business idea, they then make that into a concept. The second semester, they make a business plan out of that. We don't require them to start a business for that course, but we want them to be ready to do that if they get an idea that's viable. And through the process, we expose them to entrepreneurs and business leaders and people who might see a good idea and help them then take it to another step. And so we're excited about that, and that's going well. We're also working with engineering students who have projects that need help. Right now, this semester, we have a marketing class that is they've worked with and a companion with some engineering students with a business idea they have, and our marketing students are helping them see what they can do with that idea because it may be a viable idea that they're excited about. It's this robot that chases geese off of golf courses. Go figure. fact, they have a drone video of that thing chasing geese on a golf course. And it's amphibious. They go in the water, it chases them in the water. And so our marketing students are helping them talk about how they might develop that into a viable business idea and do something with it. We want that to be kind of the beginning of something we can regularly do with other people on campus who have ideas and perhaps they need some business experience to do that. So we have marketing, we have finance, we have other things that they might need and return on investment. And so that's an exciting thing that we're doing. And the students seem excited about it, and Dr. Mays is doing a super job with it. And that'll be a continuing thing we do. In fact, they're gearing up for their spring semester where they do their business plan. And they'll present that to a panel of business leaders like a competition, and they'll be judged and ranked as to how their business idea is doing. So that's going well. So I think also one of the things that made me willing at this stage of my life to commit to Laterno is the intentional Christian mission and Christian identity that is part of Laterno. There are schools, and I was in a school, which had a Christian name, but it was not Christian in fact. They didn't demand that faculty be Christians. There was no other than to put the name in their advertising. There was no real Christian identity. But the thing that impressed me about Laterno and made me willing to invest my life in what's going on here is that we're serious about our Christian testimony. When we talk about we want to be people who equip our students to be able to take Christian leadership into the workplace, we're serious about that. Here's what I know. I don't care where God puts our students. I don't care what their job description is. I don't care what their job title is. None of that matters. But they're going to be Christian leaders wherever God puts them. They're going to be there as salt and light, and we want them to be equipped and ready to do that, to bring the flavor of Christ into those situations and to push back the darkness that they may find there. And there's no question God is going to place some of our students in dark places. But they then take into that place the light of Christ to push back that darkness and be an influence for good and for the gospel. And so one of the things that we see as our purpose is to help equip them to do that. We want them to know what it is to take that message there, not just in word, but in deed and in life. And we get the privilege to work with these students and help them to see that. It matters to me that we have a devotion before every class, not just in word only, but in fact, we're looking at the scripture, we're looking at how it applies to life, and we're seeing that as a tool to help equip these students to do that. And so that's an exciting thing for me and makes this worth doing as far as I'm concerned. People ask me at my age, why are you still doing this? Well, that's why I'm still doing this. It matters, and I believe in what's happening here.
Snapshots is a production of M3 Studios, powered by Laterno University, presenting incredible stories of God's work in the life of men and women who have built their story at Laterno University. M3 is inspired by R.G. Laterno's legacy as the mover of men and mountains. To hear more from Laterno University, visit letu.edu/TV. Make sure to follow Laterno University on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever else you get your content. Got a story idea? We'd love to hear from you. Connect with us at m3studios@letu.edu.